committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome back to Sports Weekend here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Sports Overnight America. We are presented by Corona. I love myself a good Corona. And what a better time to be drinking a Corona as the inaugural 12-team college football playoff kicks off tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. Indiana traveling to South Bend, taking on Notre Dame. The weather is looking rough. Snow, a high of 28. You know, we're going to cover that with Zaid Hussein coming up next at the 12-minute mark, what he expects out of this game. I know what I expect, but there's just so much action this weekend. The playoff is here. We finally get to see it unfold. We all know the seeding is very, very wonky. It doesn't make any sense at all, just throwing it out there right now. You got a team like Georgia who probably has the clearest path to the national championship game. They got to either play Boise State, Notre Dame, Indiana, Penn State or SMU. Then you got Oregon, number one seed, who's going to have to take on either Tennessee or Ohio State, who are, for me, probably the two best teams outside of Oregon in the whole thing. We just got a lot of action this weekend. I said it yesterday. There's not a single one of these favorites that is safe this weekend. There isn't. The spreads are all over the place. I'm very interested in a lot of these games. We're going to talk about it with Zaid Hussein. We got Brock Hines with us tonight for two segments. Very blessed for that. Love talking with Hinesy. We'll dive deep into the Thursday night football game from last night where the Chargers took down the Broncos 34-27. This game was all Broncos until it wasn't. Piece of history as well. The free kick field goal that hasn't happened in, I believe, 48 years, which means it hasn't happened in almost twice my lifetime, which was very interesting. Didn't even know it was a rule. And apparently it's Harbaugh's favorite rule. Does that surprise you? I know it doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, this Broncos had this one. They did until they didn't. Great win for the Chargers. And we'll chat all the action on the NFL slate for this weekend. Some huge games. Playoffs are right around the corner, and these games matter. It is crunch time in the NFL, and it's always crunch time here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Stick with us. Up next, the college football playoff and tonight's game, Indiana versus Notre Dame. We'll be right back here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't move. Sports Weekend. We'll be right back.
Smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Welcome back to another edition of Sports Weekend here on Sports Overnight America and Sports Byline USA. We are heard on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and globally on the American Forces Radio Network. Shout out to the troops, man. Holiday season. Always want to show them some love. The college football playoff is officially here. The 12-team playoff. We've been waiting for it all season. We've been waiting to see how it's going to play out. The seeding is finished. It's locked in our first game tonight in South Bend as Indiana takes on Notre Dame. Notre Dame, a 7-point favorite, total 49.5, high of 28. Let's get him in here. Zaid Hussain. Zaid, how we doing? What are you expecting out of tonight's game?
Hey, what's going on, Ty? Man, you know, it's going to be a very interesting game. I see the public all over Notre Dame in the spot against Indiana. A lot of people don't think Indiana deserves to be here. Notre Dame coming in at a 6.5-point favorite. And this is a spot where, you know, they're expected to come out here and really dominate. But I don't know. I think a lot of people are sleeping on this Indiana team. I think they look at the teams they played, the strength of schedule they had, and they're not really respecting them at all. So it's up to Indiana to come over here and punch you guys in the mouth to start early. Because if they don't, you know, start off hot, they may fall behind and they may never catch up. You know, this is a spot where Notre Dame has to submit themselves as the better team and submit dominance here. But if they don't, Indiana could come in as underdogs and upset them, especially being overlooked.
I follow a lot of sharp bettors on Action Network, and a lot of them are all over the Indiana spread. We had Mike Griffith on yesterday, and he was just speaking about how, you know, when you just look at the sheer difference in talent from recruiting, that Notre Dame is just, you know, head and shoulders above Indiana. When you look at their schedules, neither of them really played anybody at all. Obviously, Notre Dame has their loss to Northern Illinois. Indiana's one loss came to Ohio State, and it wasn't particularly close at all. They got a touchdown late on with a two-point conversion to make it 38-15. Realistically, this was a 38-7 game outside of that score. They beat Purdue 66-0 the following week. Notre Dame closed their season strong, beating number 19-ranked Army 49-14. Wasn't even close. And then they went on the road to USC and beat them 49-35. How much does weather play a role in this game? Because a lot of these guys are on the over 49.5 as well. It's not like neither team is foreign to playing in snowy conditions. But when you factor in Indiana's quarterback play, and you know they have a great quarterback, but if it's really snowing or if it's super cold, you know what do you expect here? How big of how big is the weather going to play a factor in this one?
Yeah, you know, especially if there's a ton of snow out there, it could play a huge factor for both teams. I think the game could be decided on the ground, especially if the weather is really, really bad out there. You know, kind of limiting the quarterback play, game being a classic in the trenches type of football game where, you know, it's going to come down to which line is able to dominate. Can the offensive line push the defensive line of Indiana back and dominate them, and Notre Dame be able to get a run game going? But overall, I think when you look at Notre Dame, this is a team that's been absolutely rolling. You know, they're not just winning games; they're dominating a lot of their games. You mentioned them beating Army 49-14, beating FSU 52-3, beating UVA 35-14. They're winning in absolute blowouts, and even most recently, they put up 49 points on USC. So this is a team that knows how to score and knows how to win, and I think the 6.5 may be too small. I think if Notre Dame wins, if they're going to win decisively, I think by 7-plus points.
Let's chat about the first game on the Saturday slate, SMU at Penn State. I think it's so cool, first of all, that these games are being played on campus, not at neutral site for this first round here. Is Penn State on upset watch? Do you give SMU a true chance of winning this game? The spread is huge here. Penn State, as of right now, is -9. I love SMU +9, and I kind of like their money line as well. I just think they have athletes. Not saying Penn State doesn't. Penn State is prone to losing big games. Franklin is known for not winning the big game. You know, his job could be on the line here. It doesn't matter that they're 11-2. All that matters is winning this one. And this is a big game. I'm not taking anything away from the fact that it's SMU. Winning this is winning a big game. Do you give SMU a fighting chance, or you got Penn State in this one?
No, I think Penn State rolls, to be honest with you. I mean, you look at SMU, they really haven't beaten anyone that's like a, wow, okay, this is an eye-opening win for SMU. They haven't played great competition. You know, they're coming off a loss against Clemson in a game that they were, you know, 3-point favorites. Overall, this is a team that's beaten nobody. I mean, when you beat teams like Cal, when you beat teams like Pitt and Boston College, these aren't that impressive wins. I mean, they beat Duke early in the season by 1 point. Like, these games, they're playing competition that's nowhere near the level of a Penn State. I think Penn State is legit this year. I think because they're a top four seed, you see the legitimacy in their squad. I mean, losing a 45-37 game to Oregon, you know, just last week, it was a back-and-forth battle with, you know, arguably the number one team in the country. So I think that this is a game where Penn State goes out there and absolutely dominates. I think at home, you know, the electric atmosphere is going to be there for Penn State, and they roll in this game. And I'll be in attendance to Ohio State, Tennessee, which is going to be a really exciting game going on at night.
I was just going to bring it there. Let's hear. You're going to be on the ground as Tennessee travels to Ohio State. StubHub or Ticketmaster, one of them, has said that Tennessee has actually bought more tickets, Tennessee fans, than Ohio State fans. I personally think Tennessee are winning outright here. What do you have for this game? You're going to be boots on the ground. You're going to be soaking in the atmosphere. I'm jealous that I'm not going to be there because I would love to see Ohio State lose in person. Are you going against me here? Is Ohio State going to get this done? Is Ryan Day going to save his job for at least another week?
You know, I don't know, man. I think Tennessee could come in here and dominate up front. This is going to be a game where weather may play a factor as well. I mean, we know it's going to be very, very cold in Ohio. This is a spot, man, where I think Tennessee, if they get the run game going, they won't look back, because if they get the run game going against anybody, they could be any team in the country. And we saw them fall behind a couple weeks ago against, you know, a Vanderbilt team. They came back, they battled back and won. And I think this is a squad that can dominate up front. They have wins over teams like Alabama, and, you know, they've beaten Oklahoma. They've beaten a lot of tougher teams. And I think, you know, even like when you look at their loss, who did they lose to? They lost to a Georgia team 31-17, which was a really tough game in Georgia. I think Tennessee is going to come out here as underdogs and win this game outright. I like them on the money line, and I like them, you know, you could get them +235, +240. I think that's worth a bet, and I think this atmosphere is going to be awesome to be into. Can't wait to report it live for you guys tomorrow.
I would love nothing more than to see Ryan Day fired. Well, I wouldn't actually love this, because I obviously am a Michigan fan, and I think that Ryan Day is a complete hack of a head coach, and they'll never win anything with him. So, I hope they keep him forever. Their athletic director has backed him, you know, 7 days a week, apparently, but I don't get it. I'm locking in Tennessee +7 all day, and I'm going to dabble with that money line as well. All right, let's chat about this one real quick. For me, this is probably the team that's on the upset watch the most, no doubt about it. Texas at home versus Clemson. Texas is minus 12. Clemson plus 340 money line. Obviously plus 12 there as well. I mean, what do you make of this Texas team? They just got, you know, they couldn't get past a Georgia team with their backup quarterback. Do you give Clemson a chance here? Are you with me that, you know, Texas is probably out of all these games the most likely to be upset?
I mean, I would say Ohio State is more, if it's in terms of just upset, like an underdog team winning. But I think we're not factoring in on the side here the atmosphere. Like you said, these are being played at, you know, a Texas college football playoff game at home. I mean, that's something that's big here, and I think everyone's going to show out. I don't see Clemson being able to survive this type of atmosphere. I think Texas rolls.
I honestly was not factoring that in. I wasn't. I was kind of thinking face value. Regardless, though, Clemson is a team that has been here many, many, many times. I know their players might not have, but they have a head coach who has, and he's going to know exactly how to lead them into this atmosphere. He's going to know what to expect. He's going to have his team prepared. Maybe not money line, but I don't think Texas blows them out. I don't. I think the quarterback situation is weird. You know, I personally, if I'm Texas, I'm starting Arch Manning. Real quick before we go to break, are you riding with Ewers in the spot, or is it time for Arch Manning to be, you know, let out of his display case and to be put into the situation to go and win a game here? Real quick.
Oh man, I think you have to stay with what brought you here. Maybe you unleash Arch Manning if things are going sideways, but I don't see how you can do it. I just don't. I don't think I'll have the guts to either.
I would just love to see it. All right, Zayd Hussain, as always, an absolute pleasure. Have a great time at the game tomorrow. I'm very excited to see the content that goes out on Sports Overnight America's Instagram, at Sports Overnight America. Zayd, it's always a pleasure, and we'll chat with you next week to get a recap on that game.
Thanks, brother. Take care.
Absolutely. All right, up next on Sports Weekend, we're bringing on the man, the myth, the legend, Brock Hines. I'm your host, Todd Levine. Don't move. We'll be right back as we dive into NFL weekend and the Thursday night football action we saw last night.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Welcome back to Sports Weekend here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Let's get him in here. Brock Hines, how are we doing, Heinze?
Hey, Tyler, how's it going tonight?
I'm doing well, man. I'm excited. I got to say, this 12-team playoff, I've been looking forward to it all season long. I don't necessarily agree with how it's set up. I expect them to make very quick changes in that regard. But nonetheless, we have probably a matchup that not many people expected, if any at all. Indiana traveling to Notre Dame as a 7-point underdog. We know what the weather's going to look like. It's going to be cold. There's been snow all day, well, for the last couple days at least. Before we dive into the NFL, what do you got for tonight's game? Are you giving Indiana a chance?
In my Sports in 60 segment, I went over all the games. I narrowed it down to the game in Columbus and the game in South Bend, and I'm going to the game in South Bend. I either play the underdog or I don't play the game at all. I give Indiana a great chance. You'll know, Tyler, you'll know in the first 7-8 minutes whether you should turn to watch an NBA or an NHL game or to keep it on that game. If Indiana jumps out first like I expect them to do and makes Notre Dame chase and pass the ball, then Indiana advances to the next round. I give them a chance. To your point, and you're just talking in the last segment about the weather, I'm not worried about cold. I'm not worried about snow. What's going to keep that total down is wind. Always remember that with weather. It's wind. A lot of guys, as a matter of fact, I give offense even a better chance in snow because the receiver always knows the move he's going to make. It's the defender that has to make the move and follow that move. And I always think the offense has an advantage in snow. But if there's wind, everything I just told you, all bets are off.
Now, what do you make of if it's going to be a windy game? Who has a better chance of dominating the ground game here? Is it Indiana or is it Notre Dame? Obviously, we spoke about it with Mike Griffith yesterday. There's no argument here. Recruiting at Notre Dame is a lot different than recruiting at Indiana, especially, this is Indiana's first year of really establishing themselves as anything other than a basketball school. What do you make of Indiana's chance to establish a run game here? And if they fail to do so early, do they have a fighting chance? Or, is that something that they need to do in order to cover the spread or win this game?
I think they want to establish a running game, Tyler. I think that is really critical. I think they really have to mix it up. I think it's all really about keeping Notre Dame off guard. This is a real chess match. I have a lot of respect for both coaches. I think this is a great chess match between these two. You have basically the coach of the year up against now in his third year coach, two guys that I have a lot of respect for. What I pointed out that in my segment, Tyler, that I think people want to keep an eye on, and I expect this to be a close game. If I say Indiana's going to win, I'm not talking 34-14. This is going to be the book of cliches comes out here, but the team that makes the least amount of mistakes will win this game. Yeah. And the thing that I like about Indiana, and I mentioned this, is whose place kicker do you like better? Oh, boy, I know who I want, and I'm going to take every day. It's Indiana's kicker over Notre Dame's kicker. Indiana's kicker has missed one field goal this year. Notre Dame's kicker is 8-for-18. The Indiana kicker has not missed an extra point. The Notre Dame kicker has missed extra points. Right down the line, it comes to that. And if this game is close like I anticipate, especially with the – I'm not saying it's going to open up. I just said it can be higher scoring than people think. If people bet that total down because they see snow in the forecast, I'll wait till it gets to its lowest point, and then I would jump if I were better on that.
I like that. I like that
I
a
would.
Lot. People
now,
think that this isn't factor
keep an
that
eye
in.
On the wind, Tyler, though.
All right. Let's talk about shifting over to the NFL. Last night, I really thought the Broncos were going to have this one. And when it was, 24-10, I was feeling really good about my prediction. The Chargers, I mean, they stormed back. They made history with the free kick, which I've never seen. I didn't even know this was a rule, Brock. I mean, I had no idea. I got the text from the group. I was actually playing against the Chargers kicker in the fantasy playoffs, by the way. So that was great.
Okay.
Los Angeles Chargers 34, Denver Broncos 27. The Chargers storm back, move to 9-6. The Broncos fall to 9-6. Were you surprised by this result at all?
Not really. I think what people get caught up on, I try, Tyler, and I don't know about you, to try to predict a game. The talent is all out there in front of us. You and I and the rest of the world knows what each team can do. And then you got to take in the mental state of each team. And then also, which I know that you probably do, is also read the line. The line was sort of begging you to take the Chargers in that game. I mean, if it's under three, like I saw mostly, I don't know if you saw that, mostly under threes, they're begging you to take the Chargers, the square anyway, because it's a low point spread. And so if that's the case, you know, logically you'd take Denver in this case. But the thing is, I looked at the standings too, and I saw Denver was a game ahead of the Chargers. And nobody who's a handicapper takes this into account. Think logically. I think Jim Harbaugh had a lot easier sell to tell his teams that if we lose this game, we fall two games behind the Broncos. Sometimes it's simple, Tyler, is just that.
Yeah.
So what happened didn't surprise me in the game. I didn't have an opinion in the game. I wouldn't have played it with your money. Having said that, I want to maybe anticipate your other question. I have never seen that play before after the Faircast interference. The only thing remotely close that I'm old enough to remember is I saw the Doug Flutie drop kick for an extra point. And that was Doug Flutie's last play as a professional. That's the only thing remotely close that I've ever seen to it.
I mean, you got to give props to the special teams coordinator in Los Angeles, because I'm just saying it now. I don't know how many teams are even aware that this existed. I think I believe the stat was 48 years it hasn't happened since then. And it's just a really cool moment. I want to point something out. Mm-hmm. Bo Nix, he's had a great season, obviously. You know, he threw for 263 last night. He had two touchdowns. But something I wanted to point out, you know, late in the game, I think it was like a 3rd and 12 or something like that. He throws a check down. There's really no chance of the guy getting there. When you actually break down his 263 yards, most of them are coming, you know, it's after the catch. He's throwing a lot of check downs. You look at the heat map of where he's throwing the ball. And look, that's not necessarily a bad thing to do. Do you feel that they're being a little too conservative with him? Do you think it's him trying not to make mistakes? Because they could have easily won this game. And I think, you know, you want to see, especially a young quarterback, you know, we saw it with Caleb Williams earlier in the season. You guys were just saying, look, throw interceptions. You're a rookie. No one expects you to not do that. Take a chance. It's the only way you're going to grow. You know, Bo Nix last night, what do you make of his performance and just the general way that he's playing it a little safe, in my opinion. Am I wrong?
No, I don't think you're wrong. But I also think that's a characteristic, a trait of Sean Payton as well. And I know a lot of people say, well, wait a minute. No, really, it's the offensive coordinator. No, I'm following Sean Payton. I think he wants to bring him along at his speed. And as I recall, the last time I looked at the stats at the beginning of the season, Nix's quarterback rating was brutal. And it wasn't against the elite of the NFL, too. I remember they started the season with the Seahawks, and I think the Jets, the Bucks, and the Steelers. I think those are the four September teams.
Yep.
Then Nix all of a sudden started to really rock and roll. And I think that's more of a Sean Payton characteristic, to your point. So it's a great observation that you make. But I think as he comes along, he's getting more and more confidence about himself. Having said that about Nix, if I can throw it to somebody that you've talked to as much as I have with Marty, to use his expression, the Marty Terrell expression, he's somebody that I can't put my hands around. And it's the same with that Bronco team. Do you really feel that they are a 9-6 team? I don't see them as that. I have a hard time with that, Tyler.
I do as well, and I've been saying this for the last couple weeks. I have to put my hand up, and you know, it kind of hurts my take after the performance last night. I have felt for some reason that they're like a threat, that they're a team that can beat anybody. I don't know if it's because of that defense, which obviously, you know, for, you know, last night didn't really show up at all. I believe they still have that cornerback injured. I'm not 100% sure on that. Don't quote me on it, but they're a team I can't put my finger on either. You know, they won four straight. They lost a really close game to the Chiefs, but they got absolutely blown out by the Ravens. They finish up away at Cincinnati and then at home versus the Chiefs again. So, like, I've been saying this, though. I do believe they can take down the Chiefs. I think they are going to win that game on the final day of the season. But I can't put my finger on them either. I have no idea what version of them we're going to get. I have no idea what version of Bo Nix we're going to get. And that's kind of, honestly, the same thing with the Chargers. Like, I have no idea where to go with this team. You know, we look at their last few games of the season on the road against the Patriots. I expect them to certainly win that game. Mm-hmm. And then on the road against the Raiders, where I don't see why they wouldn't win that game either. So we're going to be looking at, what, an 11-6 Chargers, who I would assume that that's probably going to be good enough to get in the playoffs. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. But, like, we have two potential playoff teams here. I would trust... when you look at the Broncos' two remaining games, they could easily, as easily as they can be, 10-7. They could also be 9-8. But I don't know what to make of that. Are you leaning more? Because I know you've been hesitant towards this. Real quick before we go to break, and we're bringing you back as well. Who's more dangerous in the playoffs to face off against? Is it the Chargers or the Broncos?
I still think it's the Chargers, assuming that the quarterback situation in Los Angeles is healthy. I still think that I would rather go with the experience there as opposed to the Broncos. I think the Broncos are still a year away or two. Even if you and I can't get a grip on them, I still think the Chargers are the more dangerous team.
I agree. I 100% agree. I think the Broncos next year in 2 years is going to be very, very dangerous. All right, Brock, stay right there. We're bringing you back for the next segment here on Sports Weekend, Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Don't move. We'll be right back diving deep into this NFL Saturday and Sunday slate. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
It's the holiday season, and Mexico's number one beer is here, Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season. And enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games. The first ever college football championship on Sports Byline in Sports Overnight America. Presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here. Distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to Sports Weekend here on Sports Overnight America. Let's bring it back in here. Brock Hines. Brock, man, this Saturday's slate is great. I'm so happy that, I mean, not only do we have the college football playoff going on, but we have two unbelievable NFL games. Texans and Chiefs, Steelers and Ravens. Who do you think is you know, obviously I think it's pretty easy to say that the you know, the Steelers and Ravens are really tight in that division. But you know, it's easy to look at the Chiefs 13-1 record and think, oh, it's the Chiefs. They're definitely going to win this game. Who do you think is more likely to kind of be upset here? You know, I'd have to think that, you know, obviously the Ravens are a -7 favorite. Kansas City is -3.5. Do you have the Chiefs under some pressure here? You think the Texans can find a way to win this game?
Well, what the line says to me, Tyler, is that you're exactly right. They're treating a 13-1 team and a 9-5 team as basically two equals, and they couldn't be farther apart. That's four games off. And with a line of 3.5, and I see a couple threes actually out there now, that's what they're telling you. But I'm kind of a square in this regard, and I kind of like the Steelers a little bit more. I think they can hang with the Ravens. John Harbaugh, kind of like Andy Reid, both home teams, both those coaches let teams hang around, and that is their Achilles heel. It's what happened when the Chargers came to Kansas City. The Chiefs did prevail, but the Chargers probably should have won that game. They had a great second half, and that's the thing about those two coaches. So if you're looking at both of those games this weekend, just purely from a wagering standpoint, I'm looking at the two underdogs, but both are great games, you said. I look forward to both of those back-to-back Saturday games. So as we get into this time of the season, they play those games.
It's the best, man. Saturday it NFL is. Football, there's nothing like it. It's just, this is, I was saying it during First Touch, there's not a better time of year than right now. You have NHL Live, NBA is going on, which I'm not a huge fan of right now, NCAA basketball, we got NFL crunch time, NCAA football, the playoff finally here. And Saturday football, there's nothing like it. I want to turn back just to this Texans-Chiefs game here for a second. Mm-hmm. I saw this stat today online, and it baffled me. The Texans are 12-2 against the spread in the first half of games, best in the league. They are just, they fall apart in the second half. But for me, like, they're probably the best 9-5 team in the NFL, if I had to put my finger on it. I think, I mean, +160 money line, I think that the Chiefs are long overdue for this voodoo magic that's been happening over there. I mean, I was watching another video. My feed is just full of them, man. I can't help it. They are a toenail away, a blocked field goal, a muffed fumble off of a snap, and a one gust of wind in that Chargers game away from having like five losses. Are they not due to drop one of these games at some point? Obviously, Buffalo kind of dominated them. They're long overdue for me to get a loss, and they're scheduled throughout the rest of the season. I don't see why they can't have two at home against the Texans, away at the Steelers, away at the Broncos. Are the Chiefs just that good where they're just going to continue to find a way to get it done, and they're going to end the season, regular season, 16-1? Or are they bound to drop a game at some point, and is this the game that you see them dropping?
You would think that this could be an opportunity here. You know, the Texans, both teams, what they have going against them, Tyler, as far as winning their division, is they are both free and clear. I mean, Kansas City's got a five-game lead in the loss column in their division. I'd say they're pretty safe. So there's got to be incentive, which would be home field throughout the playoffs. And Buffalo is, what, a game and a half behind them because Buffalo holds the tiebreaker right now, correct? Buffalo's 11-3. So that's your incentive. And even though that's your incentive, it never works that way, I can tell you now.
Nope.
It never does. People think, well, you know, they want to get home field throughout. That's just not as big of an incentive as getting into the playoffs. And if you ask any player in the psychology of football, it just doesn't do it. And I know you agree on that.
100%.
So, Houston, I think the key in this game is C.J. Stroud. I don't know if this is probably one of his biggest games of his NFL career, and I want to see him march into Arrowhead, and I'd love to see him. I'd love to see them win the game. I don't know if he's capable of doing that and managing that, like a lot of players who have gone in there, but this is a tremendous opportunity. They've clinched a playoff spot in a division, basically, so go for it.
let's shift to, for me, what is one of the big, honestly, probably than any of these other games, this for me, and people might call me crazy, is the biggest game of the weekend. The Vikings are traveling into Seattle and taking on the Seahawks as a -3 favorite. The total's 42.5. I just want to play this out right here. This pretty much is setting up, if they can find a way to win this game, you know, they play the Packers and then the Lions to end the season. You know, we could see this division come down to the final game with the Vikings playing on the road at the Lions to win the division. But Seattle's going to have a lot to say, because just like we spoke about, when you have the division locked up, you know, there might not be as much motivation. This division, the NFC West, is as open as it can possibly get, with the Rams in Seattle both 8-6, Arizona 7-7, and San Francisco, who's dead last in the division, still has a path to winning it as they're 6-8. What do you make of this game? Because a lot of people call the Vikings frauds. You know, they're 2-12, but, you know, they're skating by in some games. The Seahawks, obviously, at home are a very different team than they are on the road. You know, Smith isn't 100% healthy. Kenneth Walker has been out a couple games. Let's see if he's actually going to play. Where do you go with this one, Brock?
Tyler, I am so glad you hit on this game, because what I wanted to say was we were going to break and talking about it. This is the NFC version of San Diego and Denver. And what I mean by that is you don't know what you're getting out of Denver. And you even said you had trouble with Los Angeles. You said you had trouble with them. I have the Vikings are my NFC version of the Broncos. They have the exact same record as the Lions, but you can't. You ask 10 people on the street, they're going to tell you the Lions clear and away are the better team of the two.
Yep.
And the bottom line is they have the same record. One thing you want to look at, the Lions have run up the score many times. They've scored more points. The Vikings, very quietly, and this is their defensive coordinator, by the way, have given up the fewest points in the NFL, save for the Eagles, who have given up 5 points less. But the Vikings defense, not Sam Darnold overachieving, but it's been the Vikings defense that currently has that team with the longest win streak in the NFL, and why they are battling the Lions, which I think if you and I had gone back, oh, I don't know, 7-8 weeks ago, maybe early October, if you and I had talked and said, hey, the Vikings are going to contest with the Lions, we both would have laughed and said, no.
It's insane.
You know, they'll get in as a wild card and whatever. This Viking team, at first I didn't have a grip on them, Tyler, and then I realized it's their defense that's carrying them, and that could be very dangerous as we head there. So that makes this game with Seattle, like you said, in a wide-open NFC West. A lot of wise guys I know this week, like San Francisco, by the way, which would just tighten that division up even more. I think this is going to be a great game. It's one of the ones, like you said, I agree with you. You're not the only one. One of the games I look forward to this Sunday.
I agree. I'll mention it quick. I think the Niners have absolutely no problems with the Dolphins and take care of them this week. Let's just touch on the Lions quickly, though. You know, they're obviously 12-2. They're playing a pretty terrible Bears team this weekend. I don't think they're going to have any issues winning this game. They finish up the season, obviously, away at the Bears, away at the Niners, which can be tricky. You know, again, the Niners are fighting for their playoff lives. The Lions are, you know, locked to be in the playoffs. Obviously, they want to win the division and, you know, finish as the number one seed, and they finish up with the Vikings. But it was announced the beginning of this week or last week, Montgomery out for the season. They have Gibbs, obviously, but, you know, he can only bear so much of that load. And what made part of their offense so threatening was that there was a 1-2 punch there. Montgomery being that power back, Gibbs obviously much quicker, catches the screen passes, can make a lot of moves, and he's very threatening. You know, are these injuries that are adding up for the Lions inevitably going to prove to be too much? Or do you think that they're going to be, you know, just fine without Montgomery?
I think Jared Goff has been put on record that he loves having Montgomery in back of him, and it was reported this afternoon, actually, that still that they're not certain that Dan Campbell, he hasn't made a decision about placing him on the injured reserve fully and doing that. So I think it does catch up with him. Just as much as I'm interested to see about the offensive line on Saturday night with Ohio State, it's the same thing with here with these great teams about these injuries. People don't realize it starts to catch up, and I think the Vikings are healthier. The Lions' injuries are going to catch up, and that's another thing we have to throw into the equation. Why both are? It's not so much the Lions are 11-2 as the fact that the Vikings are 11-2. This is exactly where you and I would have thought the Lions would. I think we would have
100%.
It's the Vikings that is surprised. So, Yes, to answer your question directly, I think the injuries do make a difference because I just think David Montgomery is a big part of this team, or was.
He's a huge part of the team, and you know, playoffs is it's all about how healthy you are and how lucky you are. And you know, I'm not going to say I'm worried about the Lions, but like at some point, it just has to be too much. The crazy thing about Montgomery as well, if he doesn't play, his season-long rushing total, I believe, was set at 775.5. He's at 775 right now. So anyone who's sitting on a future David Montgomery season total rushing yards ticket will be on their hands and knees praying that he at least plays another game and can just even just one more play and can get one more yard. That would be probably the worst beat of all time. Oh. I mean, it's just that would be just truly unbelievable. Let's shift over, Brock, to the Eagles Commanders. Eagles, it's that same line, man. It's that same line. It's almost the same records as well as the Chiefs Texans. It's just that obviously the Eagles are on the road here. Eagles -3.5 traveling to Maryland to take on the Commanders. Their defense has been lights out. To start the season, their defense was very worrisome. You know, they started the season poorly. Obviously, they beat the Packers. Jordan Love went down injured, though. How much can you really put in that? They then blow it to the Vikings. They narrowly beat a bad Saints team. They lose to the Bucs. A narrow win against the Browns. We all remember Sirianni chirping his own fans in that game. And then they turned it around, where they started to become dominant. Their defense woke up. DeJean has been unbelievable. Most notably, the thing that went viral is his hit on Derrick Henry, buried him into the ground. They're on, I don't even know how many, what, 8 straight wins as they travel to Washington. The last time they faced up, 26-18 victory at home. The Commanders have kind of regressed a little bit. They have. It's, you know, they were on that run at the beginning of the season. They stacked up a couple losses. You know, they're on back-to-back wins, you know, notably, you know, it's against the Titans and the Saints, so you can't really put much in that. And they beat the Saints by 1 point, by the way. And they could have lost that game if that 2-point conversion was converted. Do you give the Commanders a chance at all here? Because this line feels very, very weird to me with how well the Eagles have been playing and, you know, how the Commanders have kind of fallen off a little bit here.
Yeah, my apologies to Philadelphia fans listening. I had the Vikings anointed with the longest winning streak in the NFL, and you corrected me on that. The Eagles, yes, with a 10-game streak. A lot of people I know like the Commanders this weekend, and you know, I know who you pointed out, who the Commanders have this modest 2-game win streak again against, but it's all about confidence, Tyler, because my big pick last week that came through for me was the Buccaneers, and the Buccaneers had beaten 3 trash cans before they went out to the Chargers, and they went out and totally dominated Los Angeles. So I give them a little more credit than that, and I'm hoping if there's anybody, before we get to a big game, if there's anybody that can get this team re-straightened, if that's a word out, it would be Dan Quinn. I give the Commanders a shot because of what you said. Just reading the line, it should be 5 or 6. The fact that it's 3 or 3.5 leads me to believe that. The only thing, problem I have very quickly, Tyler, with home underdogs is I still think lines makers, the public, everybody gives home teams too much credit. I think road teams are much more of a bargain. And so maybe that is why we're seeing what we're seeing. But the big matchup very quickly in that game is Saquon Barkley versus the Commanders' run defense. Their run defense is miserable. So if you believe in stats only, the Eagles should win. But as we both know, it's not quite that easy.
It's such a weird one.
It is. It's weird, and I'm just going to leave it alone at that. I wouldn't play it only because of what you said, or if I had to play it, I'd play the Commanders because I think the line is off by 2 or 3 points.
It's just, yeah, it seems so weird. And that Saquon, I mean, I know he's going for records. He's having an unbelievable year, 285 carries, 1,688 yards, 11 touchdowns. And he probably, if he was playing on any other team where they didn't do the tush push, he'd probably have, what, 15, 16, 17 by now, and would probably be the favorite for MVP. Obviously, I mean, for me, the MVP is Josh Allen. There's no doubt about it. He's going to play an absolutely terrible Patriots team this week and unload on them at home. But, Brock, thank you so much for joining us here. It is always a pleasure, my friend.
Great to talk with you, Tyler. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. All right, up next, 2-Minute Drill here on Sports Weekend. I'm your host, Todd Levine. Don't move. We will be right back.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Welcome back to Sports Weekend with your host, Tyler Levine. Time for the two-minute drill. Real quick, I don't know if you guys saw this. Jalen Hurts wearing two separate Jordan cleats. NFL fined him. Jordan put out a press release. We're paying the fine. You can't ban greatness. That is great. I absolutely love that. All right, I'm going to give out a little parlay. I do it on First Touch during the two-minute drill every week. Obviously, not financial advice. Gambling is bad. Do not do it. I don't know anything. This is certainly not guaranteed to hit. I'm just throwing out there what I am taking. I'm throwing Indiana +7, Tennessee money line to beat Ohio State, the Texans to beat the Chiefs, 49ers to win, and I'm wrapping it up with the Bucks -3.5 against the Cowboys. $50 pays 27.72, 100 pays 5,445. I'm going to touch on this real quick. Buccaneers -3.5 against a god-awful Cowboys team. The Bucks need to win this game. They want to make the playoffs. They're making a playoff push. Mike Evans has been fantastic. He has a ton of incentives in his contract to hit for about $3 million total. What's the saying again? Remind me. The hungry dog runs faster. The Cowboys have nothing to play for. They're out. They're not making anything. No chance with the wild card. Eagles are winning that division. The Bucs are in a close one. They're winning this game. They're going off. Mike Evans scores a touchdown, maybe two, maybe three. And I'm not just saying that because I have him in my fantasy team in the playoffs this week. All right, up next, the Rick Tittle Show. Guys, as always, it has been an absolute pleasure hosting Sports Weekend here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Brought to you by Corona. And thank you to Sports Overnight America for making this all possible. I'm your host, Todd Levine. Don't move. The Rick Tittle Show up next. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'll see you next week on First Touch, 5 o'clock Eastern. And I'll be on Sports Weekend next Friday as well at 6 Eastern. As always, Merry Christmas, folks. Have a great weekend.